Romans 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The word of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the book of Romans, St. Paul gives a summary of the book, sort of a theme of the book, when in the first chapter, the 16th verse, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For it is the righteousness of God. In it, the righteousness of God is revealed through faith for faith. As it is written, the one who is righteous will live by faith." In the older translations of the Bible, it would say, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." And I'll explain to you what happened. The King James Version was based upon the certain manuscripts that were copies of what St. Paul wrote in the beginning. Then, later on, older manuscripts were found, and the older manuscripts did not have the word Christ in 1:16. So they assume that a scribe copying the letter put Christ in there. Karl Barth, who is said to be the greatest of the Reformed theologians of the 20th century, 21st? Anyway, I always get that confused, said that the scribe did nothing wrong in putting that in there, because that's exactly what St. Paul was saying at the beginning of the letter. It is the gospel about Jesus Christ. And the letter goes on from there and talks about the judgment of God against sin. Man in his sin does not recognize God as God, and so falls into a whole lot of trouble. And then God gives his righteousness in Jesus Christ, and so justifies us, as the old saying was, just as if I'd never sinned. Now when God looks at us, he doesn't see the mess we've made of things. He sees Jesus' righteousness. And so in his sight, we are justified. It's as though we never did any sin. Does that mean we do not sin now? Yeah, no, it does not mean that. But still God looks at us in Jesus and sees his righteousness. And since we are justified, now we have peace with God. Before, there was an enmity, a distress between God and us. But through Jesus Christ, when we put our faith and trust in him, we are justified, and now we have peace with God. It's an amazing thing. And it almost seems too wonderful, too amazing. But that's what the scripture says. We have peace with God because we are justified. And now through Jesus Christ, we are standing in a sort of circle of grace around us that protects us. This grace of God that is a wonderful protection and a thing that allows us to be able to communicate with our Heavenly Father in a new and beautiful way. And we rejoice in the hope of sharing the glory of God. Because we are justified by faith and have peace with God our Father, we can rejoice, or as this translation said, boast. To me, I like the rejoice better, because it's not like saying, hey, you swabs down there, I'm so much better, and I have this hope of the glory of God. No, it's not meant to be that way. So rejoice. We rejoice in the hope of sharing the glory of God. And more so, we rejoice in our troubles, in our suffering. Why? Because the person who has God as their Savior, and the person who is at peace with God, is one that has their suffering produce endurance. And the person who has peace with God has their endurance produce character. And the person who has peace with God has their character produce hope. And the hope is so much more secure now. So much more sure. But you say, oh yeah? What about sciatica? That'll drive you crazy. Well, I'm glad you asked the question. I was suffering with sciatica very badly some months ago. And by the miracle of God, there turned up in my study a pamphlet that had been missing for years. And it is on back pain. And in this pamphlet, it tells you how you can deal with your back pain. It says that one of the things is tighten your stomach. And tighten back there. Stand as tall as you can so that your head is as far above your feet as it can possibly be. And sit that way too. When you're in a car, sit back, don't sit forward. You're on a desk, don't lean forward. Sit up straight with some sort of support on your back. And I tell you, it works. And I can be in pain. I'll do something, leaning over, which he says never to do. Do not lean, but if you must lean, bend your knees. And that helps with whatever you're doing. And I can be in pain and remember to tighten the stomach and the other, and I will be out of pain. So it is a great thing. So I rejoice in sciatica. And I would say that it produced some endurance. And as far as character, I'll leave that up to you. And hope, yes. I'd say it increased my hope, because this thing turned up as a miracle in the study, buried for years. And I'll leave it up here if you want to look at it. It has exercises and things. So, because the person who has faith in Jesus Christ and is justified has peace with God, then the suffering produces endurance, endurance character, and character makes your hope so much more secure. Hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts. An amazing thing. The Holy Spirit, when we receive Christ as our Savior, pours the love of God into our hearts. And it will never leave us, because we read a little bit further down in the book of Romans. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because that love of Christ, the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, has been poured into our hearts, we have a sure hope that we will share in the glory of God. An amazing, beautiful thing. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that even though we were dead in our trespasses and sins, you have provided a way in Jesus that we would have your righteousness, and that we could be at peace with you and have nothing, no trouble whatsoever to be able to rob us of the hope that we have in you of sharing your glory. Praise be to you in Jesus your Son. Amen.